thumbs up.
Not much. I just
want to. How you doing?
Doing good.
Got some better outfits on this year. Must be paying you more.
No, they definitely ain't. But I mean, we haven't talked to you since, you know, whole retire. You know,
it's been great.
Retired,
it's been excellent.
I mean,
I had to free up some cap space.
Are you?
Came to pick up my playbook.
Is there any chance you coming back anymore? You got?
There's always a chance. There's always a chance. I got to worry about my body right now, and that's what I've been doing for the last few months, and it's getting a lot better. You know, it's getting a lot better.
Do you have a drop dead date that you would make a decision by for yourself?
Nah, not really. I just right now I'm just enjoying, you know, being able to do some of the things I could do 3 years ago, you know, because my leg was so bad. So, but I mean, I feel good, you know, and that's the thing. And definitely not to be a distraction for these guys. These guys are out here working, and I'm over a mile area doing my thing, you know, trying to make myself better. So, and that's all I can do right now.
What are the things that you can do? You mentioned that you can do now in 3 years.
I can sleep to 10. just one thing I do. I sleep into 10, and then I get workout in pretty much every day. Do a little something, you know, to just get my body back in some kind of shape, football shape or just life shape. But I do little things every day. I don't do nothing strenuous. I'm not like over there with Coach Tootin or nothing like that. But you know, I'm just enjoying where I'm at right now, you know, and just that's pretty much where I am, just doing enjoying that.
How nice is it to have a healthy hip again?
It's healthy, but it's not 100%, but it's a lot better than it's been in the last few years, and that part feels good. You know, I get a chance to sleep and rest without aching and waking up in the middle of the night, those types of things. So that's good, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, right now I'm really enjoying where I'm at right now from a mental standpoint.
Have you talked to Mike or Pat or anybody about having a kind of permanent role on this team, consultant, coach, whatever it is? I don't know what it is.
You know what? Those few things like that came up, you know, before, and I'm always open to anything. You know, I love the Denver Broncos. I love the organization. So ain't nothing I wouldn't do to help, you know, whether it's on the field or off the field, anything I can do. You know, even just sitting there talking to some of the players, just some of the guys who are playing receiver now, just giving them little tips and stuff like that. I enjoy that because I know it's going to help them. Therefore, it helps the organization. So anything that helps the organization, I'm for. So, you know, that's totally up to them. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing I wouldn't do to try to help us get back to where I feel we belong.
No formal offers been made then?
Nah, they ain't gave me no money or nothing, like a box of cash.
Did they give you enough money?
No, never get enough. See, just because you make a little bit more now, you want to bring up money.
Yeah. Anybody slip up?
I need some more money because of gas prices.
Anybody slip up and accidentally call you coach yet?
No. I wouldn't let them do that. That's like disrespectful. You know, you can't call me a coach because those guys that have those hours, man, they put in a lot of hours. And, you know, Keith Burns and I, we talk a lot. And when he was coaching, I asked him how long he's here. He's like, man, we're here a long time. But, you know, the rewards pay off in the end. It's all about the team winning games. And that's what this organization has always been committed to, is finding a way to win football games.
Has Shanahan given you a time by which he would like to hear from you as far as playing on the field?
No. I think Mike respects the fact that I'll figure whenever is when I know one way or the other, he'll let me do it, you know.
So. When your hip starts feeling better, do you start getting thoughts of maybe I can do
this? Yeah, I mean, I shoot basketball and stuff like that. I mean, I and the thing is, though, it's good because I don't have any kind of discomfort when I do it, you know. And like when my son was here for spring break, man, we worked out every day, you know, and we're on the treadmill, we're running, and I love it because he's older now, so I can kind of kick his butt a little bit. I can show him all the stuff I've been going through for years. And I think he respects it a little bit more now, going through one of the Tuesday workouts. You know, even though we're at, you know, at the house or at 24-Hour Fitness doing it, you know, he respects the fact that, oh, good, this is what you was doing every day for 14 years. And I was like, exactly, you know. But, you know, and that's, I love that portion of it, is being able to transfer that knowledge not only to my own kids but to some of these guys in this locker room who have never been through it. So,
can you run at full stride? Can you lift your knee to a 90-degree angle? And in a running motion?
Yeah, I can run. I don't know how fast because I haven't ran a 40 or nothing like that. No, I could do a lot of things that I couldn't do definitely for sure last year. Okay. But, you know, it's still a matter of being in football shape is totally different. And right now I'm just working to be in shape. I'm not really working to be in football shape. I'm not out in my yard running routes or nothing like that. So it's a totally different thing, you know. So, but the thing is being able to make sure I can do the little things before I try to take those big steps.
If you've indeed caught your last pass, are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I was okay with it 5 years ago. You know, my thing is I came to work daily and you never knew when it was going to end. You knew it was eventually going to end, but my thing is trying to you know, not only I had to focus on myself, like I said last year, is I had to focus on me and listen to my body, and my body says, you know what, dude, it's a good time to walk away, then I walk away. But at the same time, you can't slam the door on that opportunity because, you know, while you still have a chance for it to be open, you can't just close the door on that. But when it's time to close the door, trust me, I'm going to close it, and I'm going to wish the Broncos the best, and no matter what, you know. So I just, it's just right now, it's just a matter of, you know, still a few more things I got to kind of get set, and then most of those are probably mental, you know, as far as not being on the football field and stuff like that. But I'm okay with it either way. You know, I love just coming out here. I thought they were done. That's why I came out here when I came. Now it was just getting started, so I guess I didn't get the facts of the schedule or whatever. So.